This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Hurricane Florence barreling towards the Carolinas. Am I dramatic enough, Brad?
Good use of the word.
You like that? Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm trying to amp it up. So, you know.
Good friend of the MRL show, Brad Panovich from WCNC, chief meteorologist over there, taking a minute to get in touch with us before he gets on a very important call with the county and the city. Brad, thanks for joining us for a minute, bud.
No problem.
Yeah, I've been glued to your social media, and it looks like you just like 2 minutes ago posted a new rainfall forecast. So evidently overnight, things kind of shifted towards Charlotte. What's going on?
Yeah, so what happened, it really started about 11 o'clock last night, and there were some hints of it really since about 8 p.m. last night, of the storm getting to the North Carolina-South Carolina border near the coast and kind of stalling. It just kind of stopped there on Friday morning and then slowly drifts south and west back through South Carolina. Now, I guess the good news in that type of scenario, the storm would weaken dramatically as it moves inland. Still horrible news for the coast. But this would weaken the storm quite a bit. The bad news, though, is that means it puts Charlotte on the east, or in this case, it'd be the north side, the right side of the track, because it's backing into to the west. So imagine the storm going from Myrtle Beach to Columbia and then maybe to like Athens, Georgia. That's kind of the direction it's moving from the coast inland. And because Charlotte is north of that line, we would be in the axis of the very heavy rain. So What this basically means for us is we're now in the threat for huge amounts of rain. Wind really isn't still a big threat for us. This isn't going to be a Hugo. This is really a flood issue, and it could be raining for days around here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
So that east right side of the storm, is that considered the strong side of the storm with the rain?
Yes, it's the strongest side. The northeast quadrant of the storm, if you were to break it up into like pie pieces, the upper right-hand corner or the northeast quadrant, we refer to it, is the strongest. But the whole east side usually has the strongest winds, the highest rain, and the biggest storm surge.
Would we still be dealing with a hurricane by the time it made it to Charlotte, or we're looking at tropical storm?
You're looking at maybe a tropical depression. Like, winds around here, honestly, probably going to max out in the 30 to 35 mile an hour range, which normally isn't a big deal. But if you throw in all this rain, and we know how the trees are around here, if you get this soil really wet, it doesn't take much to bring trees down once the ground gets wet, because it loosens up the root structure. So we might see still come down in what is relatively lighter winds compared to what's going to happen on the coast.
Now, is there a chance, because this thing ain't coming to what, Thursday, Friday?
Well, yeah, really Friday morning.
Friday morning. Is there a chance that it could track back up north and miss us?
There's still a chance, because if you look at the forecast cone, and we show that all the time, and probably everyone's probably sick of seeing that thing, we've seen it so much, is technically the storm could be anywhere within that cone. We kind of assume it's in the middle, but statistically, there's a 70% chance it could be anywhere in that cone as it approaches. So it actually, you're right, it could still go north, but it also could still shift further south, which is still a possibility.
Brad Panovich from WCNC, chief meteorologist, joining the MRL show. Brad, not only a chief meteorologist, also an awesome dad. We always see him out with his kids, and Roy and I got to say hi to him and his daughter at Queen Park Social a couple weeks ago. Geez, that was probably months ago now.
At this point, yeah.
But I told Brad, I said, hey, if we ever need anything, we're going to call you. And it's like Brad's busiest time of his life, and he's on the phone with us. I appreciate it.
We really do appreciate you taking the time to come on with us.
No problem. I just want to make sure people in Charlotte just know that they're prepared for this. And the good news is, guys, we still have time. So even the procrastinators who really haven't done anything, still really got about 2.5, even 3 days before stuff gets here.
Yeah, I know. I'm procrastinating. Brad, can you, instead of doing weather reports, can you do where's water reports? Can you do that? Because I don't know. I think it's all sold out.
Brad, one time you did say something interesting. People that have city water probably don't need to go out and buy a bunch of water. Is that accurate?
Yeah, it's kind of funny because, you know, leading up to the storm, if you can drink the water at your house now, and if you've always drank water out of the tap, there's nothing stopping you from just grabbing containers in your house and filling it up now and storing it. I don't know why this rush to buy bottled water, because you've got a free, you know, spigot at your house. You can just fill up the water.
Yeah.
And one thing you can do is I think this is a great tip, and we used to do this when I lived in New Orleans way back before hurricanes, just to take big Ziploc bags and fill it up with water, and you throw it in the freezer. They make a big block of ice. You got some ice, and then when it melts, you've got drinking water. So it makes like a really good easy way to store the stuff, and then you've got some cold ice when you need it as well.
Awesome. At Weather Brad, WX Brad, you can follow him. But listen, let's be honest. As many people listen to us as follow Brad, we have a pretty good thing going, Brad.
Oh my gosh. Trying to compare our following.
Yeah, I mean, when you talk about Charlotte, you talk about Brad Panovich and the MRO show. I don't mind saying it. Come on.
They go hand in hand.
Hand in hand. Man, we might grab your ear again if we can before Friday. And then obviously stick with you on social media. But thanks for taking a couple minutes. Overall, the way the track is now, Charlotte's going to get a ton of rain, but not a ton of wind, but still be on guard is basically what you're saying, right? To sum up?
Yeah, absolutely. Be ready for flooding and some trees to come down. And because the trees are going to come down, there could be some scattered power outages.
Okay.
Well, we normally play Can't Beat Loren here, Brad. That is 5 pop culture questions. Can you tell us who Justin Bieber's engaged to? Do you know that?
Right now?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I do not know that.
Maybe if we got his daughter on the phone. His daughter.
Yeah,
on the
for head. Sure.
Hailey Baldwin. That is the daughter of Stephen Baldwin. Wow. There you go.
Wow, that's a weird couple.
Bring that up on the meeting that you have with the city and the county here a little bit. Start off with that.
Brad. I'll lead with that.
There you go. Thanks, bud. Thanks for coming on. We'll talk soon, okay? Thanks for keeping us updated. Right. You're the best.
All right, talk to you guys later. Take care.
Thanks.
Brad Panovich, chief meteorologist, WCNC, taking a minute before he gets on the phone.
I appreciate him.
Me too.
And I really, because like whenever he does his weather, guy works from home nonstop doing weather updates. And I jokingly like send messages when he's live broadcasting. And I ever wonder if he reads them and gets like, oh gosh, Manny Roy and the Wren's always like trying to stomp on my thing.
Think so.
You don't think so?
No,
I think he's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think he just looks at his webcam and his models. I don't think he's reading the comments.
I may go back afterwards.
Yeah,
but,
maybe.
You know.
Anyway. All right. Thanks, Brad. That's awesome. You got the update. And of course, we'll keep you updated on the very latest. We'll get Brad on again tomorrow or Friday if we have to. But there, now you know. Well, I think we should play Can't Beat Loren. And then we also have the 5 sauce tickets to give away coming up in about another 10 minutes.
And we got
to
give away $500.
We're going to have to be on the air till noon to get everything done.
So do you have time for Can't Beat Loren, you think?
Well, let's take a quick break and then we'll come back with someone. So let's get someone on the phone
all
now.
Right. 704-570-9595. Pushing Can't Beat Loren back by 10 or 15 minutes. But if you want to play, call now and take her down.
Today is going to be a good day.
Roy and Loren.
All time.
Yeah.
Good day.
The morning show on Kiss 95.1.